Tracy Thorn came to prominence as half of Everything But the Girl, a British pop duo she formed with Ben Watt, which continued until 2000. The two later married and had children, with Thorn occasionally releasing solo albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Thorn's new one called Record.
Here I Go Again sings Tracy Thorn at the start of her first album of new material in 7 years. And where she goes again this time is back to the dance music rhythms that first brought her to prominence, as half of the duo called Everything But the Girl. Working with producer and DJ Ewan Pearson, Thorn uses airy synthesizers and insistent percussion as the backdrop for a series of meditations on being female. Take, for example, the song called Sister.
Don't mess with me, don't hurt my babies, I'll come for you. You'll find you've bitten off more than you can chew. You are the man, but I'm not your baby. I get so scared.
On Sister, Thorn talks about various female roles, daughter, sister, mother, as well as playing with familiar phrases. When she says in the refrain, "I fight like a girl," she inverts its usual signal of weakness, implying that, actually, you would not want to mess with this girl. She also confirms a feeling of sisterhood by sharing the vocals with the British soul singer Corinne Bailey Rae. On the song Air, she describes all the ways in which, when she was younger than her current 55 years old, she grappled with not being a quote-unquote girly girl, too tall, all wrong, headstrong. Thorn is the mother of three children, a subject that comes up in the wonderful song called Babies. Set to a terrifically urgent beat, it starts out discussing birth control and then a later decision to give birth. In other words, it's about having control over your body and your desires.
Every morning of the month, you push a little tablet through the foil. Cleverest of all. Better than a condom or a coil. 'Cause I didn't want my babies until I wanted babies. Yeah, when I wanted babies, nothing else would do but babies.
Thorne writes an excellent monthly column for the British publication The New Statesman, in which she recommends books she's reading and natters on about everyday life. Her songs contain a similar mix of appreciation for both the literary and the ordinary. This album record presents Thorne as finding common ground with younger women now. Through it all is Thorne's voice, a deep, throaty sound that is at once a comfort and a dare, a challenge to the listener to be as honest as the singer.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Tracy Thorne's new album called Record.